谢神灵，请大家翻开诗篇六十四篇。
Please turn to Psalm 64. And there's only 10 verses.
我先把它从头念到尾念过一次，然后呢，再请欢迎的姐妹用英文念过一次。
Okay. So we'll read through Chinese first, and then I will read through the English.
诗篇六十四篇第一节：神啊，我哀叹的时候，求你听我的声音，求你保护我的性命不受仇敌的惊恐，求你把我隐藏，使我脱离作恶之人的暗谋和作孽之人的扰乱。他们磨舌如刀，发出苦毒的言语，好像比准了的箭。第四节，要在暗地射完全人，他们忽然射他，并不惧怕。他们彼此勉力射下恶计，他们商量暗射往得说，谁能看见？第六节，他们图谋奸恶，说我们是极力图谋的，他们个人的意念心思是深的。第七节，但神要射他们，他们忽然被箭射伤，他们必然半跌，被自己的舌头所害，还看见他们的必都摇头。第九节，众人都要害怕，要传扬神的工作，并且明白他的作为。第十节，义人并因主欢喜，并要投靠他，凡心里正直的人都要夸口。请念
Psalm 64 verse 1. Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. 2. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity. 3. Who sharpen their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words. 4. That they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. 5. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see them? 6. They devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of men are deep. 7. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. 8. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. 9. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. 10. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory.
在这一章我们可以的把它分成四个部分。
So this psalm we can divide into four parts.
第一个部分呢是第一节跟第二节。
The first part would be verse 1 and 2.
这里是这个诗人的祈求诗人的祷告。
This is the plea of the author and his prayer.
那根据这个诗篇的开始呢。这个诗呢，作者是大卫。
And according to the Bible, at the beginning of this chapter, it indicates the author, the poet, is David.
所以呢，这个大卫呢，在他痛苦哀伤的时候呢，他向神祈求。
So David is pleading to God when he's suffering and in sorrow.
第二部分呢是在第三节到第六节。
The second part is verse 3 through 6.
这里提到这些恶人这些大卫的仇敌做了些什么事情。
So here it mentions what did the wicked do?
那这里呢特别提到的就是他们磨舌如刀。
And here especially mentions those people sharpen their tongue like a sword.
他们的言语呢，好像这个剑。
Their words are like sword.
所以呢，在暗地里面啊，来伤人呢。
They harm people in secret.
啊，那第四段呢是第七节跟第八节。
And the fourth part, the third part, is verse 7 and 8.
啊，这里提到的就是大卫，相信神必然会为他伸冤。
And here he mentions that God will seek righteousness for David.
他们反而呢会被神来处罚。
And those people will be punished.
那他们处罚呢，跟他们自己舌头所说的呢关联呢。
And it will this they will stumble over their own tongue.
第九节、第十节是最后一段。
And the last part is verse 9 and 10.
那这一段呢，是在叙述这个恶人得到神的神公义的审判以后，他的结果是什么。
And here it mentions the outcome of those wicked ones once they receive their justice.
这里呢，第一件事情呢，就是所有的人都要害怕。
And here in verse 9, he said, all will fear.
那他们就可以认识神呢。
They will get to know God.
那第十节呢，就是最后的结论，义人就会喜乐，正直人都会来颂赞。
And verse 10, it concludes that the righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and all will be praising God.
就一段一段的再来看它里面所叙述的内容。
Now let's look into each part in detail.
第一个部分提到这个诗人的哀求。
And the first part is a plead of the psalmist.
这个诗人呢，当然呢是在一个痛苦的状态之下，他才会向神哀求呢。
And of course, the psalmist's circumstance is in pain. That's why he's pleading to God.
他在祈求，求神来听他的声音，来听他的祈求。
He pleads God to hear his voice.
那他向神求什么呢？
What is he pleading God for?
说他在向神祈求，求神能够保护他，不受到敌人的惊吓。
He wants God to preserve his life from the enemy.
那表示当时候他的处境他的问题就是因为有外在的干扰了。
So we can say that he's having some outward disturbance in his
circle. 这些仇敌就是在大卫的眼中这些是仇敌，他们让他感到心里不安，让他感到害怕。
In other words, in David's eyes, those so-called enemy from outside has caused his uneasiness.
大卫不知道怎么样的面对他们，因此呢只好向神呼求。
He does not know how to face his enemies, so he is praying to God.
或许另一方面也是他不愿意以恶报恶，以牙还牙。
And it also possible that he does not want to seek revenge under his own hand.
我们记得这个扫罗王不断的追杀大卫。
We remember that King Saul continues to hunt after him.
那有一次呢，刚好。这个大卫躲在一个山洞里面的时候呢，扫罗自己也跑到山洞里面去上厕所。
Coincidentally, there was one time when David was in a cave and King Saul just so happens to need to go to the restroom in the cave.
在那个情况之下呢，大卫的同伴呢就怂恿大卫说：“哎，这是一个好机会啊，神给你机会，你应该把他杀了。”
At that time, David's companion was encouraging David and told him it was an opportunity for him to kill Saul.
但是呢，大卫说啊，这个是神的受膏者啊，我怎么敢伸手来害他呢？
But then David instead said, well, Saul is God's anointed one. How can I harm him?
啊，所以呢，大卫就割下他的衣服的一个角落啊，就让他走了。
So what David did at the end is cut off one piece of garment from Saul.
啊，那等到扫罗啊出去了以后，大卫才出来啊呼叫扫罗啊，说你看我做了什么事情。
And only after King Saul came out of the cave did David follow after him and told Saul what he had done.
啊，其实大卫那个时候也是冒着他自己的生命危险以及他所有同伴的生命危险。
At the moment, David was risking his own life and his companions' lives.
啊，因为呢，他们躲着这个山洞啊，是当时候牧羊人晚上将羊群赶在里面啊过夜的那种山洞啊。
Because that cave that they stayed in was the cave where shepherds and his sheep stay overnight.
啊，也就是说呢，那个是好像一个羊圈啊。这个羊圈呢，只有一个出入口。
And there's only one exit and entry.
啊，所以呢，如果大卫跑出去了，那扫罗的大军一攻上来，他们当然没处跑了。
Because if David came out and King Saul and his army went into the cave to destroy them, they will have nowhere to escape.
但是呢，大卫却冒着这个风险。来表白，他实在啊不愿意啊来杀这个扫罗王。
But then David decided to take this risk of life and told Saul that he has no intention of killing him.
所以那一次啊，扫罗受了感动，因此扫罗就走了。
At that time, King Saul was so touched, he left David alone and left.
啊，但是呢，啊，扫罗还是继续不断的。找机会要杀大卫。
But King Saul continued to find opportunities to kill David.
啊，所以我们这个大卫呢，到后来呢，他说：“哎呀，我在这个以色列国啊，没地方跑了，所以呢，他就跑到非利士人那里去了。”
So at the end, David felt he had nowhere to turn to, in his own land, the Israelites' land. So he ended up, turning to Philistines.
从这里呢，这里可以去猜想啊，这个大卫的心境啊，实在是非常的悲哀。
So we can see how in despair David was.
那我们也知道，他这样逃来逃去啊，的确也是受到许多的惊恐。
And we know that all his escape and in the wilderness, he has suffered a lot.
所以或许就是这样子啊，他唯一能够投靠的啊，就是天上的神了。
So maybe because of this circumstance, the only person he can rely on is God.
啊，那神怎么样？他求神怎么样来保护他呢
？And how did he plead to God to protect him?
啊，第二节呢，他说啊，求你把我隐藏。
In verse 2, he said, "Please hide me."
啊，就是让他。隐藏起来，所以仇敌就找不到他了。
If he's hidden, then the enemy cannot find him.
这样子呢，他就可以脱离啊这个作恶之人的暗谋跟作孽之人的扰乱。
Then he can escape from the plot and the abuse of the enemies.
啊，那当然，这里所讲的暗谋啦、扰乱啦，一个就是啊在。背后的一个就是外在的。
And of course, all the plottings and those disturbances are outward, external.
所以呢，有的是明着来，有的是暗着来。
So some are underneath and some are on the surface.
我们说啊，所谓的暗潮汹涌啊，就好像海浪一样。
And sometimes we say it is like a sea waves. There is a great movement underneath.
啊，所以呢，这个海浪啊很大，外在看起来很大。不止如此啊，在海里面也有许多的暗流啊，所以是。
Because there are some visible waves on top of the ocean, but there is also great movements underneath the water.
是我们啊，真的是防不胜防。
There's no way we can prevent them all.
因此呢，所以大卫就祈求神把他隐藏，让他能够脱离这些作恶作孽的人。
So God, David pleads to God to hide him so he can, be hidden from those who harm him, the wicked ones.
这就是大卫的祈求。
This is the plea of David.
那我们今天活在这个世界上。
And today we live in this world.
当然我们在这个世界上也会遭遇许多的困难呢。
And of course, we will come across many, many difficulties.
尤其是如果我们想要就是按照神的道理来生活的时候。
Especially if we want to live according to God's words.
我们可能呢也会遭遇许多别人来的攻击。
We might get a lot of attacks from other people.
譬如说我们在工作上啦，那我们当然想要按照这些规矩来做事情呢。
For example, of course, when we are working, we want to work according to the regulations.
但是呢，有些同事啊，可能为了一些利益，他可能会做一些违反公司规范的事情。
And some coworkers, to seek their own benefits, sometimes they will work against the company regulations.
那他们可能也会说，哎呀，你也要来参加，要不然呢，我们的行动会被泄露啊。
And they might pressure you to do the same with them, so their act will not be revealed.
如果我们不要跟从他们的话呢，他们就会一起来攻击我们。
And then if you don't follow them, they will be attacking you.
那我们也会想方法呢来排挤，让我们离开我们的工作岗位。
And they will try very hard to make you leave your post.
这是我们在世界上工作的时候也会看到的事情。
And this is what we witness when we work.
那有时候呢，我们也没有什么办法啦，所以我们就可以学习大卫向神祈求。
Sometimes we are at the end, the rope's end, so we will be like David to plead to God.
那接下来我们来看大卫来叙述这些恶人到底是怎么的坏。
And now let's look at exactly what did those enemies do to David.
这里提到第三节说他们谋舌如刀。
In verse 3, it said they sharpen their tongue like a sword.
我们中文翻译做刀了，可是我们却没有听到英文说 knife， 我们听到 sword。
Yeah.
剑。
The Chinese translation is knife.
好，那当然呢，这个就是我们中文在翻译的时候啦，可能跟我们在念诗的时候这个顺口不顺口可能有关系啦。
It could have something to do with how you translate it into these poetic phrasings.
那所以呢，如果我们说这个磨舌好像剑呢，那我们用剑去查考圣经。
If we say it's sharpened like a sword, then we'll study, we'll look for Bible verses regarding a sword.
那我们来看一下希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
四章十二节。
Verse 4, chapter 12.
四章十二节。
Verse 4, chapter 12.
请念。
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit.And of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
所以我们这里看到呢，这个希伯来书的作者将神的道跟两刃的剑做比喻。
So here it likens God's words as a two-edged sword.
所以呢，神的道就好像剑一样。
So God's words are like swords.
那所以呢，在诗篇他说舌头呢，好像剑一样。
And here in Psalm 64, he said the tongue is like a sword.
那我们再来看启示录第一章十六节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 16.
十六节。
Verse
16. 十六节，请念。
He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
那这一段呢，是在叙述约翰看到的一个异象。
This is describing one of John's vision.
那在第十三节呢，特别提到说呢，这一个形象呢，看起来好像人子。
And in verse 13, it said that this vision is like the Son of Man.
所以呢，这个呢，应该就是主耶稣在这个约翰的这个异象里面的形象。
And this could be the vision of Jesus Christ.
十六节呢，特别形容说，从嘴巴呢有一把两刃的利剑出来。
And in verse 16, he said, "In his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword."
从我们知道，在嘴巴里面就是一个舌头了。
And we know that what's in our mouth is our tongue.
所以呢，这个舌头的确是可以比作是一把利剑。
So we do make a comparison between our tongue and a sword.
但是我们也有一句话说一把刀子它是本身是无害的。
But we also said that the sword itself can be harmless.
但是呢，就看你怎么用它了。
It depends how you utilize it.
你可以用它来杀人。
You can use it to kill someone.
你当然你可以用它来切菜啦。
You can also use it to cut vegetables.
所以呢，就在于使用的人。
It's up to the user.
所以呢，在这个耶稣基督的口里，就是神的道。
So what's in Jesus Christ's mouth is God's word.
但是呢，在恶人的嘴巴里，就变成一个伤人的刀了。
But the mouth in the wicked one becomes a harmful sword.
为什么会成为一个伤人的刀呢
？Why would it become a harmful sword？
好，我们再回来看诗篇的六十四节。
Let's come back to Psalm 64。
诗篇六十四节。
Psalm 64。
三节哈，接下来他说发出苦毒的言语，好像比准了的箭。
It said it bent their bows to shoot their arrows.Like bitter words.
所以呢，基本上来讲呢，因为呢，他说出的言语呢，不是神的道。
It's because what they uttered from their mouth is not God's words.
反而呢，是苦毒的言语啊。
On the contrary, they are bitter words.
这苦毒的言语呢，就变成好像会伤人的剑一样的。
And these.Bitter words act as if they are harmful swords.
来看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章这里就一直在谈论人的舌头。
In James chapter 3, it keeps talking about human tongues.
我们先来看第二。
Let's look at verse 2.
请念。
For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. Able also to bridle the whole body.
所以呢，在这里呢，这个雅各长老就提到人的言语。
And Elder James mentioned here, talks aboutwords.
那我们人不是完全人，所以我们言语都会有过失。
We are not perfect, so we will stumble in our words.
但是呢，我们却要学习来控制我们的言语。
But we have to learn to control what we say.
那首先我们就要了解啊，我们这个言语啊是由什么来控制呢？
Now we have to know first what controls our tongue.
这第五节啊，雅各书第
In verse 5,
三章第五节啊，他说啊，舌头是百体最小的，却能说大话。
In verse 5, he said the tongue is a little member but boasts great things.
所以呢，我们要注意的啊，就是我们小心不要用我们的舌头来说大话。
So we have to be very careful, not to say things that are too great.
如果我们说大话或是说傲慢的话呢，这个舌头就会好像火一样。
If we use our tongue to boast, our tongue will be like fire.
可能连我们自己的生命都会被烧起来了。
Even our life will caught fire.
可能会把我们自己给丢到地狱的火湖里面去了。
We might throw ourselves into the fire in hell.
所以呢，我们要怎么样要注意我们舌头口里所出来的话语。
How do we pay attention to what we speak?
我们要思想就是在第九节。
We have to think in verse 9.
这里说我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神的形象被造的人。第十节，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Verse 9, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. So we have to pay attention to our identities.
那我们要用我们的舌头做什么？会是比较正确，比较恰当。
What should we use our tongues for? What is appropriate for us to use our tongues?
所以呢，我们既然用我们的舌头颂赞，那我们就要注意，不要让我们的舌头就说出咒诅的话来。
So if we use our tongue to bless God, then we should be careful not to use the same tongue to curse man.
那这就是我们对我们自己身份的了解。
This is understanding of who we are, and through this, we can control ourselves.
那第十一节呢，特别用泉源来做比喻。
And in verse 11, it takes an analogy of a spring.
那一个泉源呢，出来涌出来的水啊，应该只有一种水啊，不会是不同的水啊。
So the water that came out of the spring should be the same type of water, one kind of water.
就是说一个泉源涌出来的水如果是甜的应该永远都是甜的。
So if this spring came out sweet water, it should stay sweet.
如果一个泉源跑出来的水是苦的这永远都是苦的泉源。
If the water came out of the spring is bitter, that spring should stay bitter.
所以呢，这就在告诉我们这个涌出来的东西是甜还是苦，就在于这个泉源的来源呢。
So whether or not the water came out sweet or bitter, it's up to the source of the spring.
那主耶稣曾经也讲过。
And Jesus said once,
一个人的心如何，他嘴巴吐出来的就如何。
So, your tongue reflects what your heart is.
那主耶稣不是说了一个比喻呢，说从嘴巴进去的不会污秽人。
And he once said an analogy, saying that what go into your mouth does not harm anybody.
但是呢，从嘴巴出来的却能够污秽人。
But then what comes out of your mouth will harm people.
那门徒不知道就问耶稣，为什么是这个样子呢？
The disciples did not understand, and they asked Jesus why.
主耶稣就告诉他们呢、啊，我们吃东西啊，吃到从嘴巴进去，吃到肚子里面，结果就是啊，到这个厕所里面去了。
And Jesus further explained that what go into your mouth, you digest in your stomach.
但是呢，从嘴巴出来的，就是从心里面出来的，可能就是充满了苦毒啊。
But then what came out of your mouth is from your heart, it might be full of bitterness.
这样子呢，或是虚谎啊，就会污秽人。
And you might be full of lies as well, and that will harm people.
所以呢，雅各书第三章十四节这么说。
So in James chapter 3 verse 14, it said,
说你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说妄话，抵挡真道。
Is that, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth.
就是说，或许就是说，我们可能心里面呢，对别人有点不舒服的时候，或是心中有怒气的时候，我们可能就心中有了苦毒啊。
If you hold certain grudges against someone, or you have anger in your heart, then you may have bitterness.
或是说我们跟人家比较，我们觉得哎呀，别人比我漂亮，或是比我英俊，或是他比较有钱的时候呢，很可能我们心中就会有一点苦毒，一点嫉妒，一点纷争啊。
So, or you may compare yourself to others and realize they are more better looking than you, or they are richer than you, and because of envy and jealousy, you might have bitterness.
这个时候呢，雅各长老呢就劝勉我们最好呢不要乱说话。
And here, Elder James encouraged us not to speak too casually.
或许呢就要保持安静。
Maybe you should just keep silent.
那我们先处理我们心中的这个不平，心中的气愤。
You should handle your unsettledness in your heart first.
这样子呢，我们解决了以后，我们心里平静了，我们再来说话。
Once your heart is at peace, then you can speak.
这里呢，就是雅各说呢，这个就是我们有智慧、有知识了。
And then you will have wisdom.
这就是我们要帮助自己不要成为一个这个发出苦毒言语的人。
So we should help ourselves not to become a bitter person.
那我们就来回到诗篇六十四篇。
Let's return to Psalm 64.
我们再来看这个诗人就是大卫怎么样来叙述这些发出苦毒言语的人。
Now let's continue to look how David described.Those bitter ones.
在第四节这里提到说呢，这些人呢，他们是在暗地里要来伤害这些完全人。
In verse 4, it said those people shoot in secret at the blameless.
因为他们心中怀着苦毒。
Because they have a bitter heart.
或许呢，看到大卫蒙神祝福。
They may see that David is blessed by God.
过去呢，无论人们怎么样要来陷害他，但是呢，大卫都能够平安顺利的度过。
No matter how people try to harm David, but David is always got away.
因此呢，心里更加的气愤想要用暗地里的方法来伤害大卫。
So he prompted the enemies to decide to harm him in secret.
他们。想要突然间的来伤害他，他们心中没有惧怕。
They want to harm him suddenly, and they do not fear.
也就是说，他们似乎心中没有敬畏神的心呢。
So it is as if they have no God in their heart.
他们不把神看在眼里面。
They don't have God in their eyes.
因此呢，他们。陷害人、伤害人，他们不觉得害怕。
So they do not fear when they try to plot against somebody or try to harm someone.
第五节甚至提到他们呢彼此互相的勉励啊，来设下这个计谋。
And in verse 5, he even mentioned they encourage each other to plot against people.
他们彼此安慰说，不会有人看见的。
They will comfort each other and say nobody will know.
因为我们是偷偷的来啊，我们的计谋啊是很完善的，不会有人知道。
Because we do everything in secret and we had a perfect plan.
为什么他们说没有人看到呢？
Why would they say nobody sees?
第六节啊，说他们是极力图谋的。
And in verse 6, it says they have shrewd scheme.
因为呢，他们花了很多时间啊，在第六节的下半段了、啊，个人的意念心思是深的，就是花了许多的时间来计划。
And from the end of verse 6, it said the inward thought and the heart of men are deep. That means they have spent all the time and energy to plot.
他们觉得啊，不会有人知道。
So they believe nobody would know.
这也让我们想到当时候啊，这些祭司长们啊，还有这些公会的人呢、啊，他们要杀耶稣。
So it reminds us those priests or those people from the council, they want to plot against Jesus.
他们不敢光明正大的在白天呢就把主耶稣抓起来。
They do not want to arrest Jesus during the daylight.
所以呢他们就商量计谋要怎么样才能够抓住耶稣让他死去。
And so they are plotting to see how they can finally arrest Jesus and kill him.
所以呢当这个犹大说要去出卖耶稣的时候他们心中非常的高兴。
So when Judah decided to betray Jesus, he was actually happy.
那他们后来抓住了耶稣就是在深更半夜的时候。
And so the moment they arrested Jesus was in the midnight.
所以连夜审判他，然后呢送到比拉多那里去。
And then throughout the night they arrested him and sent him to the court.
怂恿一些群众来在比拉多面前来怂恿比拉多将主耶稣钉在十字架。
And the crowd pushes Pilatus to nail Jesus on the cross.
这个就是这些作恶的人他们心中没有惧怕神的心。
Those are the acts of the wicked ones who it does not fear Lord.
但是呢神知道他们的恶。
But God knows their wickedness.
所以呢，这个作诗的人在第七节、第八节这么样的确信。
So the psalmist in verse 7 and 8 reassures.
他确信说他们反而会让神用神的真理来射中。
And the psalmist is convinced that instead those wicked ones will be shot by God.
主耶稣曾经说我不审判你们。
Jesus once said, I don't judge you.
但是呢将来我的道要审判你们。
But my truth and my word will judge you.
那我们刚才也看到神的道就是好像两刃的剑。
And we just read that God's words are like two-edged sword.
所以这两刃的剑将来也要出来来击杀的就是这些恶人啊。
And God's words, which are the sword in the future, will come and attack all the wicked ones.
这就是神的审判。
This is God's judgment.
那神审判的时候呢，就按着他们的这个言语，他们恶毒的话语来审判他们。
And God will judge according to their words.
我们记得主耶稣也曾经说了一个比喻啊。
We remember Jesus once had a parable.
来看路加福音十九章二十二节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 19, verse 22.
路加福音十九章二十二节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 22。
啊，这里主人对啊一个仆人啊，这个仆人呢就是拿了一锭银子的仆人。
So the master told the servant who took one silver.
啊，那这个仆人呢？啊，发生什么事情呢
？What happened there？
啊，他拿了一锭银子啊，但是呢，他把它藏在地下啊，然后呢，主人回来的时候原封不动的啊交还给主人。
Because what the servant did is, he took the silver that the master gave him, and buried.Under the ground without doing anything with it.
他呢又自作聪明啊，又找了个理由。
And he considered himself smart by making an excuse.
所以在十九章二十节，他这样子说。
So in chapter 19 verse 20, he said.
他说什么？你看我的，你的一锭银子在这里，我把它包在手巾里存着。二十一节。
21。
说我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。
20. Then another came, saying, "Master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief." 21. For I feared you, because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow.
那结果呢？因为二十一节他所说的这句话，所以二十二节啊，主人就审判他了。
Because of what he said in verse 21, the master judged him in verse 22.
他说啊，你这恶仆，我要凭你的口定你的罪。
He said, "You wicked servant, out of your own mouth, I will judge you."
然后呢？他说，你既然知道这样这样这样子，那你为什么不这样这样子呢？
He said, "If you knew I was like this, then why didn't you do that?"
那这个就是呢，你把我当作什么人，那你就要自己小心呢。
If you consider me certain way, then you should pay attention yourself.
那所以呢，就因为他多说的那些话，就让他自己受到审判。
And so the servant was judged by those unnecessary words he spoke.
所以啊，将来在神的面前啊，我们嘴巴所说的话，也是要在神的面前交差的。
So for whatever we have spoken in the future, we will be judged in front of God.
所以我们要注意啊，我们的口啊，不要说出这种咒诅、恶毒的话语。
So we have to be very careful what we say. We do not speak of evil.
那盼望我们嘴所说的呢，都是按照。圣经的道理，按照主耶稣的教训。
May everything that we say is according to God's words and teachings.
会伤人的不一定都是恶毒的话。
On the other hand, words that harm people may not always be wicked.
因为神的道呢会审判人，所以呢也会让人家觉得很伤痛。
Because God's words judge, therefore sometimes hurt people.
所以呢，我们听话的人，我们也要好好的做判断。
So for those who listen to the words, we should be able to discern as well.
到底我们的弟兄姐妹或是我的朋友们跟我讲话的时候呢，他的言语是用神的道理在提醒我们勉励我们呢？
So for those words that you hear, you should discern whether or not that they speak according to the truth and God's words. They are trying to encourage us or not.
或是说他们的话语只是充满的嫉妒充满的恶毒。
Or their words are full of jealousy and bitterness.
所以呢如果我们发现对方告诉我们的话语是按照圣经的。
So if we have determined that what they spoke to us are according to God's words,
那我们发现呢，我们心中觉得很痛苦，那我们可能要思想，或许我们有什么错误需要改进。
But then you still feel hurt, with God's words, then you should reflect on yourself. Maybe there's something that you should improve on.
那或是说。或许如果你用神的话语来反省自己，发现好像没有什么问题， 那我们也可以跟弟兄姐妹说明清楚，应该有一点误会吧。
On the other hand, if you believe that your conscience is free, then maybe there's some misunderstanding between you and the person who spoke to you.
因为我们这个刚才雅各书也提到啦，我们还不是完全人，因此我们言语总是会过失。
Because in Book of James, we learn that we are not perfect, so we will for sure stumble in our words.
我们会有过失，我们没有不是完全人，是因为我们对事情的看法是不完全的。
And because we're not perfect, so we don't have a perfect perspectives.
所以呢，我们对某些人、对某某人的一些评论可能也是不完全的只是看到了片面的部分。
So our comments with certain things or people may not be perfect either.
所以呢，我们要注意，圣经也告诉我们我们不要论断人
And in the Bible, it also teaches us not to judge.
那如果我们就要反省一下我们是不是错误的引用神的道理来伤人呢？
And we should also examine ourselves and reflect whether or not we use God's words in the wrong way.
当然，我们绝对不要用苦毒的话语、嫉妒的言语来伤人。
And in any case, we should never harm people with bitter and jealous words.
因为神一定会按照我们所说的、我们所做的来审判我们。
Because God for sure will judge us according to what we say and do.
所以呢，这个就是神终究必须要做这个公义审判的目标。
Ultimately, God eventually will judge us.
所以第九节就是要让世人都知道要敬畏神。
So in verse 9, it said they all people should know to fear God.
在那最后审判的时候，众人就会恍然大悟，哇，神的确是这么的伟大，这么的奥秘。
And on the judgment day, people will realize how mysterious and how great God is.
这个就是最后这里众人所说要传扬神的工作，要明白他的作为。
So here he said they shall declare the work of God.
他们这个传扬就是有点在称颂在赞美同意神一切所做的都是完全的。
So declaration means that they will praise and declare that God's work is perfect.
他们就从当中终于得了智慧。
And finally, from this, they gain wisdom.
但是呢，问题是，在那个时候，他们的结局下场又是如何呢？
But what outcome would they have at that time?
因为他们每一个人也都是要受到神的审判呢。
Because every one of them would be judged.
从圣经知道义人复活得永生。
From the Bible, we know the righteous resurrects to receive the eternal life.
那恶人也是复活，但是呢却要下到永火里面这是第二次的事。
But the wicked ones, they will resurrect to be sent to hell.
不管他们是什么样的结果，每一个人都是一样对神是由衷的幸福了。
But no matter what outcome they receive, eventually they will submit to God's decision.
他们就完全的接受神的最后的决定。
They completely accept God's decision.
所以第十节告诉我们，只有义人当他看到神的作为的时候呢，他会非常的欢喜。
So in verse 10, it said the righteous one, when they see the Lord, they will be glad.
他们就知道投靠神是绝对没有错的。
They will know that it is correct to trust in God.
那这些义人呢，就是心中正直的人。
The righteous one are the one that is conscientious in heart.
刚刚雅各长老说了，就是时常颂赞神的人。
Those are the ones who constantly praise God.
嘴巴啊，不会啊，讲出这些咒诅人的事情。
They will not utter any cursing words.
啊，因为他们敬畏神。
Because they fear the Lord.
因此呢，啊，他们就啊用这个虔诚敬畏的心啊，心中洁净的心啊，来颂赞神。
Because they praise God with pure heart.
因此呢，他们就不会说错话。
So they will not stumble in their words.
这个就是一个义人，一个心里正直的人。
So this is a righteous man.
那这里告诉我们，一个义人，一个心里正直的人，的确是会遭受一些苦难，遭受一些磨练。
And of course, the righteous one will still come across tribulations and training.
但是呢，却也让我们了解这些苦难啊，这些磨难，实际上呢是要显明一个人配不配称为是一个义人。
But through the tribulations, it's to show whether or not he's worthy of being the righteous one, being called the righteous one.
所以呢，我们想要成为义人的人。
So for those who want to be righteous,
我们想要得到那永生的天国的人。
For those who want to receive the eternal life in the heavenly kingdom,
那我们就要觉悟到，我们在这世上的确是需要经过许多的困难跟磨练。
We should understand that in this world, we should go through tribulations.
就要像主耶稣来到世上啊，他也是受了许多的苦难。
Just like Jesus Christ also suffered from many tribulations.
最终钉在十字架上啊，流出宝血啊，来完成这个救恩。
Ultimately, he shed his own blood to complete the salvation plan.
那这件事情也证明了他的的确确是一个完全的义人。
This also proves that he is a righteous and perfect man.
所以呢，他配得坐在神的右边。
So he's worthy of sitting on the right side of the Lord.
配得所有的颂赞。
He's worthy of all the praises.
所以我们要成为义人的人，我们要效法耶稣基督。
So for those who want to be righteous, we should learn from Jesus.
所以在世上我们遭遇困难啊，我们想到我们所要得到的奖赏，我们就可以心中充满了喜乐。
So during the tribulations, if you think about the reward you're about to get, then you'll have joy in your heart.
就像这个彼得啊，他被关起来的时候啦，后来他被释放了，他心中充满了喜乐。
So such as Peter when he was imprisoned and he was full of joy when he was released.
他说哎呀我很喜乐因为我可以配得为耶稣基督来受苦啊。
He was so joyful, he said, I am worthy of suffering for the Lord.
所以呢我们受苦不是因为我们自己犯的错。
So sometimes when we suffer, it's not because of something we have done wrong.
是因为我们要坚持我们的信仰以及神的真理。
We should be persistent in our faith and in God's truth.
这样子我们一直受苦，我们就可以按着圣经的勉励，心中充满的喜乐。
This way, while we are suffering, we can be of joy according to the encouragements in the Bible.
这就是一个。从哀伤的人成为喜乐的人。
So this is a sorrowful person ending up being in joy.
这就是大卫要教导我们的诗歌。
This is David's teaching.
愿每一位弟兄姐妹都能够从中得到教训。
May all the brothers and sisters will be edified.
让我们都能够得到勉励。
We will be encouraged.
让我们在生活当中像保罗所说的常常喜乐。
Then in our life, we'll constantly be in joy.
感谢神， 们最后就要一起跪下来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray.
那祷告的时候就求神帮助我们。
In our prayer, we'll ask God's help.
那我们时常反省我们的内心。
So we can constantly reflect in our hearts.
求神帮助我们，让我们能够除去我们心中的苦毒，心中的这些嫉妒。
Have God help us remove our jealousy and bitterness in our hearts.
愿神用他的真理充满在我们的心中。
May God's truth fill our hearts.
愿他的圣灵来时时的动我们。
May His Holy Spirit move us constantly.
让我们在这个世界上能够体验到神国里面的喜乐。
So even in this world, we will be able to experience the joy in the heavenly kingdom.
让我们的喜乐能够感染更多的人，让许多的人来寻找救主耶稣。
And our joy can affect more people to come to the Lord.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.